Welcome. We're going to worship the Lord together. And can I just tell you that by the time you hear this recording, I will have had my CT scan. And I want to thank everyone that's been praying for me. God bless you. We're going to sing our first song, To Be in Your Presence, Lord.
To sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me complete. This is my desire, O Lord, this is my desire. This is my desire, O Lord, this is my desire.
Dear Lord, we want to thank you for who you are. We want to thank you for your word. Lord, we get so much help from the scriptures. We know it to be the inspired word of God, and this we thank you for. We thank you for your promises. I thank you for your example. I thank you, Lord, for all that you do for each one of us. And Lord, as we pray now, may we be thankful. May we be able to rejoice because you are a wonderful God. And we want you to receive all the praise and all the glory that is due to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to sing our next song, We Are Marching in the Light of God.
We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God.
Come again to the Lord in prayer. Lord, as we pray together today, we want particularly, Lord, to remember all the people that are being affected by this pandemic, this horrible virus. Lord, we pray for people who have lost their jobs. We pray for people who cannot see their own family and friends. We pray for those in hospital. We pray, Lord, for the many that are finding it so difficult to make ends meet. Lord, you are a wonderful God, and we could not go through all this without your companionship and your guidance. And Lord, we are disappointed that there is a difference of opinion between some of our political leaders. Lord, we pray that they might find unity, that they might find your wisdom, and that they might be able to be in agreement with the measures that are being taken to see the end to this virus. Lord, each one of us bowed before you in prayer now has special needs. You know what they are, Lord, and we bring them to you. We know that we have no secrets from you, but Lord, we know you love us. We know that you know about the days that we spend, whether they're happy or not. You know, Lord, when we feel at loss. You know, Lord, when we feel downhearted. And Lord, in all circumstances, you are always there for us. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bless our families and friends, that you would bless all the people that we long to meet again. Lord, be with us. Let us know of a certainty that you are the one and only God, and with you there is no limits. We can come to you with anything, and you will always hear our prayers. How we thank you, Lord, that we can walk with you every day. So, Lord, be with our leaders, be with our friends, be with all the people that help us, be with our own families, be with our friends, be with ourselves. Lord, may we live lives that please you, and may we always know that peace that passeth understanding. This and all our prayers we bring in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I must go on boasting. Although there is nothing to be gained, I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surprisingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
We're now going to sing "Far and Near, Hear the Call."
Far and near, hear the call. Worship him, Lord of all. Families of nations come, celebrate God has done. Deep and wide is the love heaven sends from above. God's own Son for sinners died, rose again, he is alive. Say it loud, say it strong, for the Lord reigns. At his name, let praise begin. Oceans roar, nature sing. For he comes to judge the earth in righteousness.
That the Lord has for us today is be encouraged and be challenged. We all like to be encouraged, but also we need to be challenged. And so that's the thoughts we have coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. First of all, I want to share with you concerning Paul's thorn. The thorn of the flesh, it says. Well, we do not know what it was, but we do know that it brought pain and distress. Often people are inclined to blame God for suffering, and when things go wrong in a church, they blame each other. Here we see that Satan hoped this thorn in the flesh would weaken Paul's faith. Yet it did the very opposite, and God used the experience to give Paul a message of grace. Grace is unmerited favour. We don't deserve the grace of God, but it is his free gift. And if we take those letters, G-R-A-C-E, we might remember them this way: God's riches available at Christ's expense. God said to Paul in verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." The promise of God was not just one of sufficient grace, but also of strengthening grace. God's promise to Paul and to us is not given so that we can endure our sufferings, but also that we might rise above them. Paul used his situation to glorify God, just as that man from the Dartmouth Baptist Church. You know, we didn't know he had a thorn. He had an illness. And it wasn't going to be too long before he'd be with us no longer. But he was so enthusiastic, and he was an example to us all. Then we go on to Paul's challenge. Paul reminds the Corinthian believers of their past sins and of his hope that they will change. So he challenges them, first by saying, "Examine yourselves." This is a good practice for all believers. Then Paul continues the challenge by saying, "Aim for perfection. Be of one mind. Live in peace." If we are to know the power of God in our lives and in our church, then we must first be humbled. His power is made perfect in weakness. Then we need to obey God in all things. Paul put his Lord first in all things, and we need to follow that example. I believe that the Lord, instead of wanting the church in Dartmouth to close, had a new and vital work for it to do. But it had suffered great division. But the Lord wasn't going to let that happen. He had a new and vital work for us to do. I was sent there to heal the division. But it was God that really healed that division, that I can tell you. God wanted a new and vital work for them to do. And so I know I wasn't just sent by the Southwest Baptist Association. I believe the Lord himself sent me. And he sent me not to be a bossy leader, but to be a servant among the people who had suffered so much. And when any of us are called, we must obey. 3 points for you. Reach out. Part of evangelism, isn't it, to reach out? Maybe we have a regular newsletter that has very encouraging articles for people to read, so that people know that they are wanted, that we want to help them. And then there is, of course, online ministry. And Lord, you know, we can really receive. We can reach out to many people through online ministry. This is the Lord's work for our churches today. Then there's children's work. Oh, you know, we all need to be involved in some way or another with children's work. And I value very much the work of Links and the way that they work with children and with young people. And we can all support that work, even if we do not have children in our congregation. And then there's celebrations. You know, to reach out, have a barbecue, have a meal together. People will come to an invitation to a meal or to a barbecue more likely than to a service. So let us use these things to reach out to people. We should never be a clique, you know, a self-clique in one church. No, we've got to be reaching out into the district. The second R is rejoice. Give thanks to God. Lift up our worship. Be positive, not negative. I wonder, are we really joyful in our worship? Do we really rejoice? I hope we do. And then the last one of these three is receive. You know, we need to receive great blessing through prayer. Don't let prayer be something we just do every day or whatever, but let it be a blessing that we receive from God when we come close to him in prayer. We want to receive new people among us too. Do you know, I remember going into a church that I'd never been in before and nobody spoke to me at all. I went in and I went out. You know, we need to welcome people, welcome new people. And then we witnessed in that church in Dartmouth people coming back. The division had gone, and we all needed to make sure as they came back that we received them with joy and with love. And most of all, we receive the fullness of the Spirit. We need the Spirit. We receive the fullness of the Spirit. We need the power of the Spirit, the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit. All this is there for us to receive. So let us reach out, let us rejoice, let us receive. Let us be encouraged and challenged, and may the Lord be glorified in all that we do. Amen. Now we're going to sing a song that should remind us of the promises of God, Standing on the Promises of Christ, My King. May we all know the peace of God in our hearts and in our lives. May we know his guidance. May we know his wisdom. May we know and cherish his love. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us, with all the people that we know and love, with all our friends and family, both now and forevermore. Amen.